Security camera footage of Mesa man Robert Johnson, who was unarmed, being punched, kneed, and pulled to the ground by five Mesa police officers, caused an uproar when it was released last summer. In fact, there are three high-profile cases of excessive use of force by Mesa police officers that have made headlines this year, and they're all under internal investigation by Mesa PD. The FBI is reviewing two of them. But a new analysis by the Arizona Republic shows those internal investigations may not garner any results. The show's Lauren Gilger sat down with one of the reporters who conducted the analysis, Uriel Garcia, to talk more about it.
So the first case that caught a lot of attention was that of Robert Johnson, who was a man who was standing outside of an apartment complex when police officers approached him. He didn't immediately sit down when the officers asked him to, and that was part of the reasoning why the first officer began punching him in the face. When the other officers saw that, more officers joined in trying to bring him down, punching him and kicking him. The second case was of a 15-year-old boy who was after he was handcuffed. They were grabbing on his neck and putting some pain on his back, trying to get him to answer a question. Mm-hmm. The third case that's mentioned in the story is it started as a dog complaint, and when officers got there, it escalated into a physical altercation. One of the officers ended up shooting his weapon to what he said was a threatening pit bull. That bullet ended up going through the pit bull's neck and into the groin of one of his fellow officers. Mm-hmm. So that also came under internal investigation.
Right. So you and Agnell Phillip at The Republic took a closer look at the broader issue here at Mesa PD, right? You looked at all of these cases of excessive use of force at the department. What was the time range?
So we were looking at internal affairs investigations regarding excessive force dating back to 2014.
Okay. And what did you find?
So out of those, we found that they had opened at least 158 cases. In only three cases, investigators found some sort of wrongdoing.
Three. So rarely officers in these cases would face any kind of discipline.
Correct. And that's something that we also found in other departments across the valley. So part of the reason why we were looking at Mesa is because of the chief's reaction to all of this, saying that he was going to open up investigations into these more recent cases.
Right. So you wanted to say, well, if you're going to open up investigations, then do those ever get you anywhere? What did the chief say to the results of this investigation when you published the story?
So, you know, he seems to be pretty receptive to getting feedback from all kinds of people. I mean, if that's internal investigations, what his investigators are going to find. He's also called for an outside nonprofit organization to look at these cases and give recommendations as far as training goes. And in the course of this story, you know, we've also found out that the FBI was looking at very specific cases. And at the same time, in response to the story, he told us that he's welcoming all the feedback that he can get from all these different parties. At the same time, he also pointed out that out of the hundreds of calls that his police officers get, not all of them end up in physical altercations.
Right. So he partially defended his officers' actions in some of these cases.
Right.
So when you look at this analysis of all of these cases and very few ended up with any kind of action taken, what were the reasons given most often for not doing anything disciplinary to those officers in question?
A lot of it had to do with they didn't find evidence that the officer was in the wrong. But I think one of the greater issues here is that because there are internal investigations, it's colleagues investigating colleagues.
So the chief, in response to this, has said he's going to have some outside organizations look at these cases. Do you think that will give a more unbiased approach?
I think that that is some of the community's hope. I think that a lot of them found his actions extraordinary in the sense of, for example, he tapped former county attorney Rick Romney to be part of these internal investigations, hoping that he can get an outside perspective on this. So I think the hope is that he's going to get unbiased investigations moving forward.
Okay. So I guess what's your sense, having spoken with the chief, having looked at the history of cases in this department and in others around the valley, do you think that the tide is sort of turning and the police departments are beginning to approach these issues differently?
It appears that the chief wants to change the culture there. But one of the things that experts have told me is that it's hard to change the culture in an department that has had this for years. But I think the chief is going to be pretty busy in trying to change the culture.
It will be quite a job.
Yeah.
All right. Uriel Garcia is a reporter with the Arizona Republic.